The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't miss out on your chance to listen to four-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Weiss on the only podcast solely devoted to everyone's favorite position in football, the quarterback. Listen for free now by subscribing wherever you get podcasts or by going to celebrityqb.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest in sports news, fantasy analysis, and opinions. Don't forget the hot takes. Can't have a sports show without hot takes these days. What about hot cakes, though? I want some hot cakes. Now here's your host, ready to jump into the thick of things, Dwayne Callender.
Hello, Throwdown Nation. Welcome to another edition of the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne Callender, getting right into it for Week 5 waiver wire action going on. So, got a number of folks to talk about, but I'm going to lead off here with the running back discussion because, once again, Leonard Fournette has gone down with a hamstring injury, and from those of you who listened to my past rants on waiver wire discussion, TJ Yeldon should be owned in all leagues. The fact that he's not even close to 90% ownership is just a sign of bad management in your fantasy leagues. There's no reason why TJ Yeldon should not be at 90% ownership by now at this point in the season, because the injury risk for Fournette was always there with the hamstring, because there's always some type of soft tissue injury going on with the guy. So, again, the fact that TJ Yeldon is less than 75% owned in most leagues, there's still some leagues out there where he's not on free agency, so you need to grab him now. He's the number one waiver wire pickup this week, in my opinion. Now, let's talk about some other players that need to be added to teams. Naheem Hines on the Indianapolis Colts. Here's a guy basically under, I believe he's 5'8". They list him as 5'9". He looks even smaller than that. The Colts can't run the football, but in PPR leagues, Hines is a definite add. The Colts are just throwing it out to him in flat. So, you know, in leagues where, I would even say in half PPR, it's still a good grab if you're desperate for flex help or a running back two option and just need to get to those extra points for receiver, because he is racking up yardage on it. The thing of it is that he had 9 catches for 63 yards and 2 TDs against Houston. Now, that's not going to generate across an entire season, obviously, but he's getting enough reps and actual snap counts with the Colts that it's not unreasonable to think that he could be someone who can average 7 catches a game. The Colts are throwing the ball more with Andrew Luck because they realize they can't run the football. Luck is at he had over 62 attempts on Sunday against the Texans. Obviously, that game went into OT, but realistically, he was already over 50 heading into that overtime. So the Colts are going to throw the football because they can't run it. Marlon Mack, in my opinion, it's just not someone worth holding on to. That goes double for Jordan Wilkins. I don't trust either of them. And Hines has shown to be the better pass catching back over Mac anyway, even if he's healthy. So Hines would be a good add here, in my opinion, especially with a couple players on bye. So if you got Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen on bye, that would be a replacement player for you. A couple other folks. Surprisingly, Nick Chubb, I was looking at the numbers. Nick Chubb's under 50% owned in leagues, and I can't understand why, unless owners are getting impatient. But the Browns were always looking towards Nick Chubb as the running back of the future when they drafted him. You know, the fact that they gave Carlos Hyde the money, it's just an insurance policy, because in the league, you know, teams are not looking to give 30-plus touches to running backs unless you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hence the reason why Le'Veon is still holding out. But Chubb's ownership is under 50% in leagues. Couldn't quite figure out why. I think it was just maybe a case of owners just getting impatient. But Chubb should be a bench stash in leagues. Now, do I think he's going to have... Because Hugh Jackson did say that Nick Chubb is going to get more carries going forward. Do I think Chubb's going to be a 20-carry guy? I highly doubt that. I think that would only happen towards the second half of the season, because I do think that they're trying to limit his touches, which is why they're giving the rock to Carlos Hyde far more in the early goings of the season. But I do think Chubb is a legitimate play, with the rushing ability that he has. I mean, he has all the peripherals that you would want in a running back one. It's just the fact that, you know, as a rookie, that they're not looking to pound the rock with him immediately. I think teams are kind of learning a lesson from what they're seeing with the Leonard Fournette situation. I know Zeke and some others continually get the rock, but, you know, it is what it is. But segueing to that, you got Ezekiel Elliott. The Cowboys are saying that he's dealing with knee and ankle issues. Now, if there's any chance that Zeke is in danger of missing this game against Houston Sunday Night Football, Rod Smith must be stashed by Ezekiel Elliott owners. There's no getting around it. If Zeke has, and it's going to be a good test to see if he's in practice Wednesday or Thursday, because if he's not, guess what? You have to stash Rod Smith. There's no getting around it. You know, not having Zeke in your lineup is absolutely detrimental for Ezekiel Elliott owner. So even in some of my leagues, I'm going to be looking to see what the practice status is for Elliott, because I, you know, some leagues I got enough running back depth. But in other leagues, it's one where you got to closely monitor the situation to see if you're going to have to pull the trigger on Rod Smith. Because even though Smith would be a running back two, he did have a couple of games the last year where he had 12 or more points. So I would say that, you know, you got to have at least a stable enough floor if you don't have a ton of bench depth, which can happen in certain leagues. But definitely keep monitoring the injury news for Ezekiel Elliott, because that is a development that you got to stay on top of. So, you know, in terms of other guys that you want to keep in mind, I would mention Ronald Jones II, as a potential replacement player, because realistically the Tampa Bay Bucks are on bye this week, but along with Jameis Winston, Jones II looks like he's going to be the starter going forward. Peyton Barber just not getting it done. Less than 2.5 yards a carry, you know, that's just not good enough in the NFL. Barber is going to lose his job, you know, and it's not entirely Peyton Barber's fault. The Tampa offensive line has not been good at run blocking the entire year. Pass blocking, yes. Run blocking, not nearly as proficient. So Ronald Jones II at least has game-breaking speed where he can just break a long run off to justify his value. Barber just never possessed that type of ability. So, you know, I easily see Tampa Bay going down this route of making a switch along with, because they already announced Jameis Winston as the starter. I'll get to that in a bit, but I would say Barber is droppable in leagues. Jones is a definite bench stash for folks. So moving on, because we got to get through a few more folks as well tonight. Basically, in the tight end spot, it's a crapshoot. I'll be perfectly honest. If folks are trying to replace the value, they got Trey Burton, or I mean, O.J. Howard just got hurt, but you know, or Cameron Brate, and they're on bye. You know, you're not going to get a whole lot of value. Just being perfectly honest at the tight end position, or you're dealing with the potential of Gronk missing a game with the ankle issue. You know, the guys to look at would be seeing if Vance McDonald's available in your league, maybe a Jeff Swaim or Ricky Seals-Jones. I wouldn't kick the tires on Antonio Gates. Yes, I know he scored a touchdown, but realistically, Gates is so slow out of the gate these days that if he gets four targets a game, that's a good day in the office. It's just really hard for Gates to get moving around, which is why he was contemplating retirement in the first place. But a couple of ideas I want you to keep in mind for as long-term plays. You got Greg Olsen being dropped in a number of leagues. I would say you should keep Olsen in mind because so far all the reports are saying that his foot recovery time from his foot fracture is greatly improved over what was expected. So there's a possibility that Olsen could be ready in the next 2 weeks. Within the next 2 weeks. Hey, Throwdown Nation. Are you at the bottom of your fantasy league wondering what is going on with your quarterback? Well, I think I've got a new show that may just fit the bill for you. The show is called Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks to get your burning questions answered, such as, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Can Aaron Rodgers actually play a full season on one healthy leg? And can Dak Prescott actually lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl in spite of Jerry Jones? Coach Weiss and co-host Steve Stroud have got you covered on all things quarterbacks. Listen now on Apple Podcasts or any major media platform. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position. Now, Olsen is a top five tight end this year. So, realistically, if he's on waiver wire and you have a bench spot available, grab him and stash. I mean, there's no getting around it. And if you have an IR spot, all the more reason to stash him. So definitely keep your eyes peeled because that's one where sometimes you may get an owner that's not paying attention to their the fact that they have IR spots and just cut them. I mean, realistically, fully take advantage of those folks because that's easy money right there. But yeah, if you got an IR spot, absolutely grab Olsen right now and put him in your IR spot, and you've got some value there going forward for the rest of the season. The other name I want to throw out there for tight ends, though, is Hayden Hurst. Now, I know many of you won't know who the hell Hayden Hurst is, but he was the actual pick for the Baltimore Ravens ahead of Lamar Jackson. So for those of you for the draft this year, the Ravens actually picked him ahead of Lamar Jackson and traded back into the first round to get Lamar Jackson. Hayden Hurst is the most dynamic tight end that was picked in the draft, according to the draft experts. You know, it's yet to be proven that he would be automatically translating into a star tight end, but peripherals are there. Good college career, South Carolina, 6'5", 240, runs a very good 40 time. But it is a case where he had a fractured foot and, you know, was going to be set to miss the first couple of games of the season. All the reports out of camp is coming back saying that he could be good to go as early as Sunday. You know, if Hurst is good to go, you know, this is a case where you can do a bench stash on a potential tight end asset in a position that is sorely needed of good tight ends. I mean, there's few and far between. So if Hurst is even close to the goods that people were ascribing to him early on in training camp, you could have a great bargain basement value there for just a waiver wire pickup, because he was my pick for a deep sleeper for the Ravens. And once he got hurt, you know, John Brown was the alternative. For those of you who listen to the sleeper pool, picks pool for the podcast. But yeah, I would say Hurst, you know, if you're struggling for tight end, you know, it can't kill you to grab Hurst right now and then just wait it out. So if he's inactive, obviously you can drop him again if you need the roster space, you need to start someone. But I mean, if he starts, let him go out. Yeah, I mean, there are worse things you can do. The Ravens heavily feature tight ends in their offense. So Mark Andrews and Max Williams have definitely benefited from that, although neither one of them has any differentials to separate from the other. Hurst would be the number one tight end for Baltimore when healthy. So they may start easing him back into it, but you know what? In the red zone, that is a definite touchdown play. I mean, the guy is 6'5", so I would say Hurst is someone to keep an eye out for. And, you know, for those of you in really competitive leagues, maybe you could throw a couple of bucks on him in a fab pick and go for it that way if you need to get him on your roster when you need tight end help. So those are my thoughts for the tight end position. Let's move on to quarterback because we're getting into a very interesting dilemma here. And I would say at quarterback, you know, this is getting a little dicey because we're seeing a lot of underproduction from a number of players. I mean, I got folks asking me if Russell Wilson is droppable, which is nonsense. But you know, Russell Wilson's underperforming. I got Brady owners panicking. Blake Bortles is being discussed as a high potential waiver wire pick, and you know what, as much as I make fun of Blake Bortles, guess what, he's going up against the Kansas City defense, a defense that doesn't play any defense. Because if you watch the Monday night game, if Case Keenum could actually throw an out route properly or even a couple of back shoulder throws, Denver wins that game. And they win it handily at home. Case Keenum missed multiple throws Monday night, which, again, makes me highly question what in the world John Elway saw in Case Keenum, because this is the Case Keenum we've come to know and expect. Last year was an aberration. And, you know, I'm waiting for that Pat Shurmur offense to help the Giants, because I haven't seen any of that for the Giants this year, but that's another matter. You know, Bortles should have a good day against Kansas City. So if you need a streaming help, I wouldn't blame you there. But if you're doing a long-term play at quarterback, trying to find a quarterback that you need for the rest of the year, Jameis Winston is the ad here. Winston does not have a particularly tough schedule the rest of the way through for Tampa Bay. I mean, he's in the NFC South. None of those teams play any lick of defense outside of Carolina. And even Carolina is a little shaky this year when it comes to the defensive rankings. So, again, I don't really see a case where, you know, you can make it for Mariota, Carr, Trubisky. That's a one-off game. I mean, Tampa's secondary was just absolutely abysmal in the first half. But realistically, I'm looking at Jameis Winston, and to me, for my money, he would be the QB1 on the back end for the rest of the year. So if you need help at quarterback, I would say look at Winston. That is a play that you can kind of go off of the rest of the year. And keep in mind that, you know, it is someone that you can play. For all of his troubles off the field, Winston can be useful to you in your fantasy lineups on the field. Anyway, moving on to the wide receiver position. Got a lot of folks on bye that would be useful to teams. So Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, Allen Robinson, all on bye, as well as Chris Godwin. T.Y. Hilton's got a hamstring injury, along with Will Fuller. You got Josh Gordon, Fitzgerald, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, all hamstring injuries. I mean, it's just, it's getting slim pickings in certain leagues. Jeromo Allison's got a concussion. There's a lot of injuries here to parse through. But if I'm looking at, if I need help at waiver wire for wide receivers, I'm going to D.D. Westbrook. You got to play the matchups here, folks. You know, I'm not a big Westbrook fan, but guess what? Kansas City defense, you can score points on them, you know, unless you're Case Keenum throwing a football. But, you know, Westbrook should have a good day against the Chiefs. Taywan Taylor is getting more snap counts in Tennessee. That's another option you can go with. Kiki Kuti, that's an option you can use for the Texans, especially if Will Fuller's out. Kuti would slide into his spot. And then Marquez Valdez-Scantling, just due to the amount of injuries on Green Bay, he slides in there for the Packers. If Allison is out with the concussion and Cobb still can't go with the hamstring, you know, I would say if Cobb's available on your waivers, grab Cobb and wait it out, and then you could most likely you can be able to pivot over to Valdez-Scantling if things don't go well Friday or Saturday with the Packers. Most likely the Packers won't announce anything ahead of Sunday, but you know, I would say, you know, stash Cobb if you can, if he's available in a league, and then you can make your decision from there. Otherwise, Westbrook would be the play for straight up waiver wires if you're doing a midweek. So that does it for the waiver wire picks. I'll get into the rest of the predictions later on during the week. We got the Yankees game tomorrow night against the A's. The A's announced their starter is actually going to be a relief pitcher. So the A's are going to go by maybe bullpen by committee and then maybe use Mike Fiers as the long guy. That should be interesting just because of Fiers' history with Mike Stanton. But the A's are literally treating this as trying to throw as many different arms at the Yankees. Make sure that they're not comfortable at the plate. So that should be an interesting dynamic because you really haven't seen teams go with this bullpen by committee approach to start a game in quite some time. So that'll be interesting. The Cubs and Rockies are playing to a surprising pitcher's duel here. I don't know how that Cubs-Rockies game is playing out. The Cubs offense just looks lifeless. And, you know, I know a lot of the backstory of this was coming into the amount of games the Cubs have played in the last month and a half with only one off day. I don't know what Major League Baseball can do about rainouts early on in the season, but you can tell like this Cubs team definitely seems tired because there were mental mistakes being made in the field. So I think there's a lot going on with the Cubs overall as a team. I still think they're going to win this game just because of the fact that the Rockies bullpen has blown the most saves in the National League this year. But, you know, I definitely feel that this is a case where you got one team in the Rockies that's streaking hot. The Cubs have played well down the stretch. Don't get me wrong. They were literally battling Milwaukee for home field in the playoffs. In the NL just yesterday, but you know, I just don't like the signs I'm seeing from the Cubs. I think this is a team that's kind of on the ropes, so to speak, in terms of health and willpower to kind of get through these matchups. So very curious to see how this one ends. But that's going to do it for the show. But hopefully you guys get some insight on the waiver wires based off of this intel. And good luck with your matchups the rest of the week. Take it easy, folks.
It's the most talked about position in all of sports, the quarterback. And now there's a show solely dedicated to the most sought after role on the field, Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks. Like, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Will dating Danica Patrick distract Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's dating Danica Patrick, Charlie. We're interested in that, you know?
Well, I mean, Tommy's got Giselle. I'll take Giselle, okay?
Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys? Which rookie quarterback has the best shot of making a positive impact in 2018?
How about intellectually, Charlie, as far as what they ask the quarterbacks to do now?
The game has changed, but the pressure that's put on quarterbacks, and it always been put on quarterbacks, is tremendous.
Join Charlie Weiss and co-host Steve Strout on an all-new podcast from Lasting Media, exclusively about quarterbacks. Subscribe now at Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to great podcasts. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.